As we all know, the month of Ramadan is very, very close to us. The month of Ramadan is very near. Few days time, the month of Ramadan will be upon us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to us the purpose of the month of Ramadan. That why this month of Ramadan was given to us. We see that the nations in the past also, they had this month of fasting, and they also used to fast from Sihri to Iftar. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to us the reason for fasting is not only to stay away and drinking, rather it is to build the taqwa in our hearts, to build that Allah consciousness in our hearts, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is going through my mind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can see me wherever I am. A person will be sitting at home and he's all alone. For example, he's all alone. The fridge is there, the cold water is there, the food is there, but he will not go eat. Why? He has this consciousness of Allah's fasting. Why? Because this is a month of Ramadan. This is a blessed month. I must cover the TV. A person will not swear. Why? He will say, I am fasting. I can't swear. So this month comes to teach us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me at all times. But if this month comes and it goes, and this quality of taqwa, this consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in our lives, then we have to rethink that, did I do what I'm supposed to do in this month? Did I do what I'm supposed to do in this month? So now is the time we have to prepare ourselves at least 1 month in advance. Prepare ourselves. The month of Ramadan is coming. How will I live day to day in the month of Ramadan? What will I do day to day? If from now we make a timetable, we make a timetable that, for example, before Sehri I'll get up, I'll read my tahajjud, I'll read some Quran, make some zikr, make some dua, have some rest, then go for the Fajr Salah. After Fajr, sit till Ishraq, read some Quran, etc. Then I'll have some rest. Then it will be the time of Dhuhr. After Dhuhr, take out some time and read some Quran, make some ibadat, dua, etc. And likewise, if you have a timetable and you try to follow the timetable from now, even though we are not fasting, if you try and follow this timetable that we make for ourselves from now, then inshallah when the month of Ramadan comes, it will be easy for us. Because we are already in the groove. For example, the fan is switched on, and now if you switch the power off, it will take time for the blades to stop moving. Why? Because the speed and the momentum of this fan was at a fast pace, and now switching it off, it will take some time for that blaze to come to a complete standstill. So likewise, our lives, we are doing many things, we are busy with work, etc. So we try and cut down, don't stop everything, we try and cut down, like the fan, we switch it off, it will take time for it to stop. So from now, if we stop and make some time, inshallah, when the month of Ramadan comes, it will be easy for us to follow our timetable. And when we have a timetable in front of us, we can tick it or whatever. So, and then we'll see that with this timetable, it helps us to do much more, and with much more istiqamat and consistency. So this is just a way that we can use, that how we can take maximum benefit from the month of Ramadan. And inshallah, if we spend our month of Ramadan correctly, then inshallah we will get this quality of taqwa in our hearts, this quality of the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now when this quality comes into our hearts, then we'll see for ourselves that I am good towards people. I am no more fighting with my family at home. I am being kind and good to my my co-workers and my colleagues. I can watch my tongue. I'm not very loose tongue. That's if we spend our month of Ramadan correctly. We see some pious people, they used to, 6 months before the month of Ramadan comes in, they are already preparing for the month of Ramadan. So much so, when the month of Ramadan comes in, they are doing so much ibadat, like Hazrat Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi, in the month of Ramadan, he used to complete 60 khatams of the Quran. That is, every day he is completing 2 khatams of the Quran. Why? Because he started in advance with that preparation, that I have to take maximum out of the month of Ramadan. Some pious people, in the month of Ramadan, they should tell their family and friends that in this month, no phone calls, no letters, etc. Now it's my time for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Sheikh Mawlana Zakaria rahmatullah alayhi, in the month of Ramadan, he used to stop all letters, stop answering all letters. People used to write to him from all over the world. But in the month of Ramadan, he used to say, this is my time for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the entire month of Ramadan, he used to be in ibadat. And many times, the entire month of Ramadan, he was in i'tikaf in the masjid, dedicating his time to making the most out of the month of Ramadan. And if we really look at it, the month of Ramadan is actually a spring for the believer. Why? Because every action he does is multiplied. A person reads a nafil salah, for example, he will get the reward of a farz action. If a person does a farz action, that is multiplied by 70. That is multiplied by 70. So that is one part, that how we can prepare for the month of Ramadan, so that we can take maximum benefit from the month of Ramadan. And from now, we should try and stay away from all the evil things that we do, all the sins that we do. Why? Because in the month of Ramadan, if a person commits a sin, the sin is also amplified. The sin that a person does in the month of Ramadan, the sin is also multiplied. So we should make sure that from now we stop. From now we make an intention. From now we make an intention that to stay away from all evil, stay away from backbiting, doing others down, interest, lies, gambling, fighting, etc. So that in the month of Ramadan, even by mistake, we don't do these actions. So as to get that multiplied sin. So inshallah, with this, we all make this intention that how we spend our time correctly in the month of Ramadan, and we should always make this dua: Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan, wa sallim Ramadan lana, wa sallim hulana mutaqabbala. This is a sunnah dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Oh Allah, keep me safe and healthy for the month of Ramadan. وسلم رمضان لنا. And oh Allah, make it such that Ramadan is also a good Ramadan for us, that it's an easy Ramadan for us. وَسَلِّمْهُ لَنَا مُتَقَبَّلًا, and make it such that this is such a Ramadan which is accepted by you. So this is a masnoon dua, a dua taught to us by our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You should try and learn this dua, and you should try and recite it after every salah. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan, wa sallim Ramadan lana, wa sallimhu lana mutaqabbala. Another very important dua. We see we are in this heat, and we all know it's very hot outside. Another masnoon dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, La ilaha illallah, ma ashadda harra hadha al-yawm, Allahumma ajirna min harri al-nar. La ilaha illallah, there is no might except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas we are realizing the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the sun cannot give us heat. The heat comes from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now we're explaining our weakness. Ma ashadda harra hadha al-yawm. Oh Allah, it's so hot today. And now we are turning our attention back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, save me from the heat of Jahannam. Oh Allah, save me from the heat of Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا
Allahu Akbar.